before we gather like this again at Pilgrim Camp. And so are we bending every effort to know him better? Are we bending every effort? Are we doing all that we possibly can to know him better in this conference, in this meeting, during these days? I repeat what I said earlier this summer, that Pilgrim Camp, I believe, is one of the best places for us to learn to know Jesus better. And it's one of the places where we can miss Jesus most easily. Now that's very paradoxical, but I believe it's true. Especially when we're so happy to see one another and we get occupied with one another and we have such a good time with one another. And yet Jesus isn't the preeminent one in our midst. So are we bending every single effort while we're here these days to know him better, so that we're sure that we'll be ready when he comes? All week long, the Lord has been dealing with us about abiding in him, and finding our place in him, and fellowshipping with him, and having unbroken communion with him. And I couldn't help but go back over a number of years when I first began to know Jesus. And I had awakened to the wonder of Jesus himself, and I was really in love with Jesus, and I was determined to abide in him. I was determined to walk with him, to walk in the Spirit. And I believe that I attained to a good, pretty well unbroken fellowship with him. And then I looked around and I saw other people who'd been on the way a longer time than I'd been on the way, and they were not so very careful. They didn't particularly care if they said things out of the way that banished the presence of the Lord. They didn't care if they used their speech unwisely. They didn't particularly care if they wasted their moments, their hours, their days. And sooner or later, I became careless. It wasn't so easy to get back into his presence. It wasn't so easy to find that sweet, holy fellowship once more. That abiding place where I knew that I was dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Where I knew that I was abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I somehow lost that overshadowing of his presence, and I longed for Jesus. And I said, "Oh, Jesus, where are you? Where can you be, Lord? What have I done? What's happened to bring this interruption in that blessed fellowship that I once knew?" And so as I sought my way back, I realized that I could not spend even my moments with good people, talking about good things, yes, but if Jesus was calling me, if Jesus was endeavoring to woo me away unto himself, those moments were very precious, and probably those moments were the moments that he was choosing in which to draw me back into the sanctuary. And it wasn't easy, because people were supposed to be holy around me. People were supposed to be more spiritual than I was. I wasn't so far on the way then. But I knew that I had to make a choice. I knew that after a meeting, I couldn't just while away my time and go with the crowd. I had to find my place at his feet and let the things that I'd heard sink down deep in my ears and into my heart. And this is the issue, I believe, as far as every one of us is concerned, if we're really going to bend every effort to know our Jesus better, if we're going to do all that we possibly can, we're going to have to find our place alone with God. And here's a marvelous opportunity, the most glorious opportunity God could present to us right here and now, in these days and these hours. Are you bending every effort of yours to know Jesus better? Are you doing all you can? Are you really striving to find him so that you'll not be ashamed before him in that day? Jesus may come before another camp. Very sobering words, aren't they? But it's very true. We have no boast of tomorrow. We know not what a day will bring forth. It could be Jesus would come during the baptismal service in the afternoon tomorrow. I would just love that, wouldn't you? But do you know him? Are you ready to meet him? Would you just love his appearing? Well, Jesus is here tonight to reveal himself. Do you bend every effort? Are you really desiring Jesus? Or is there someone else, something else that stands between you and the precious one true lover of your soul? I believe Jesus is dealing with us this day, this night, this weekend, to come closer. And if we may have to pay a price, isn't it worth it?